Healthy Life.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I have a great show for you this week. We also want to welcome our new affiliate in North Carolina. Great to have you with us, and I think your listeners are really going to be enjoying this particular program. Also, your Congressman Walter Jones and his Chief of Staff, Glenn Downs, are frequent guests on our show. Glenn will be on the show in the second hour when we're going to get into some political issues. Okay. First hour, we deal with economic issues, and we're talking right now with Peter Grandage and Rick Ackerman, two very well-known guys in the industry. I want to begin, we're going to talk a little bit about recap what happened in the markets this past week, but really before we do that, I want to talk about a question that is raising a lot of interest on our site, and the question is, are we in a bubble when it comes to the conventional stock market? And the majority of the people on our site are very vocally stating, well, of course we're in a bubble. And then we have one or two dissidents, for lack of better terms, who are saying that's absolute rubbish. We're not in a bubble. There are fundamental reasons that you should be investing in the conventional market. And we offer as proof the direction that the conventional market has taken over the past couple years. Okay, I want to say before I turn this over to Peter and Corey and Rick, I want to say that that's true. Nobody can discount that. Our time frame, however, is very, very different. We are looking for personal security for ourselves in the long term and not in the short term. And I believe that sooner rather than later, this thing is going to implode. It's going to do more than explode. You're going to see an atomic energy reaction here. I think this market is absolutely going to collapse. Peter, you made a call back in October of 1987 that really made you one of the heroes, for lack of better terms, of the financial community. You called almost to the hour the fall that happened in the conventional stock market in October of 87. How do you feel about all this stuff right now, man?
Well, to begin with, I always like to say those of us who look into the crystal ball only really become experts on how to eat broken glass. So I don't think any of us know for certain and near certain. I think some of us are gifted with a better opportunity to make an educated guess. And I view this as the game of musical chairs that we played as kids. And during that period of time, if you can remember it, we hovered very close. We still participated in the game, and we prayed to God we'd still get a seat and not beat it. Be booted out. And that's basically what's been happening in the stock market now. I have some very good friends. Now, I'm not a bear. I've felt that we're in what's called a megaphone topping phase, and we had to get above 16,000 before it could happen, yada, yada, yada. But I have some very good bullish friends, and while they portray themselves and too have very high-profile media exposure, and while they portray themselves as strong bulls, they talk privately in the same motion out of the other side of the mouth about the musical chair arguments, that they're trying to milk this as far as they can, but they want to get out because they, too, see inevitably a very, very hard fall. And it's very easy to see why, and I'll be very short. The stock market eventually, at some point, reverts back to what its original tension was, and that was part ownership of businesses. And businesses live or die based on economies. And there's no question from either side that the economy is very poor off. The bullish case argument is, well, as long as the Fed keeps buying and putting money in, you can't lose, it can't go down. Well, that's not necessarily true, and I think over time we'll see that. So I just think it's in a danger zone. We're in that red mark where it notes danger. If some of us who think it can happen tomorrow may be wrong and it happens 6 months from now, but it's going to happen.
You know, I agree with you in the whole fact that this will end up happening. There has to be something that will trigger one instance and then continue down the line, because if you take a step back and look at it from a very high level, there's no way that the market can sustain this growth that it has seen. And people like to point to the market and say, that's going higher. so that means the economy is getting better. But that isn't the case. And, hey, Rick, I think you would agree with me on that one, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I do. And concerning the bubble, I would put anybody who maintains that we're not in a bubble out there on the lunatic fringe. Peter just mentioned, you know, there's absolutely no question when you look at the economy, and I mean in the anecdotal sense, you look around at vacant storefronts and you talk to your friends who are in business, they're just treading water, they're swimming upstream. Business is tough. The economy is tough. We've had a jobless recovery. Real wages have stagnated. So by virtually every economic criterion you can think of, the economy really sucks right now. And yet there's no question that the market is in a spectacular bull market now. And it's, I believe, 57th month. It just keeps going higher. But as Ben Stein's father used to say, any trend that can't continue forever won't. And I think we're in that situation now. I've got a few bets out there right now, straddle bets, basically. I'll play Netflix on a rally, what they call a Santa rally, but I'm also buying puts in the diamonds. And it's not technical, as I usually I usually go in that direction when I stake out a position. It's just a gut feeling that the headwinds are so powerful now. We're talking about the housing market being in an incipient state of collapse. We're talking about corporate earnings turning soft. And most particularly, we're talking about Obamacare and the huge new tax that it represents on the middle class. So my feeling is that if ever there were time to fight the Fed, it's now. I still leave room for a rally. I've got a target of 1904 in the S&P 500. We're currently trading 1792. So if you're looking for a blow-off, that would be a modest one, but that's my target. I see higher prices. And when we were talking before the show began, Peter mentioned this latest business. This was a front-page story in the Journal yesterday. Some 29-year-old Stanford dropout had turned down $3 billion from Facebook to buy out his company. And I don't even remember the name of the company. Most adults would not be familiar with the name. It is essentially a service where kids, the demographic I think is 15 to 20, 25, they can send messages with photos, and the messages and photos linger on the screen for only a few seconds. And believe it or not, the case for this company's uniqueness is based on the fact that the messages don't last for long, that they just disappear. The 29-year-old Stanford grad not only has no profits, he doesn't even have a business model. And yet Facebook and also some Chinese companies are bidding $3 and $4 billion for this company that really doesn't know how it's going to make money. It just knows that there are 300 million messages getting sent over each measured, I can't remember whether it's a day or a week or what. So lots of people are using it, but it's absolutely a platform that you or I could invent tomorrow, and it has no exclusivity in its market. And the fact that the founder of that company has turned down billions of dollars for this idea of his that's not even making money is it equates to me with the peak of the of tulip bulb mania back in somewhere around 1636. And I think it may be possible to extrapolate out the time it's going to take for this market to collapse if you use this this $3 billion, this company that's in play now, as the absolute peak of insanity corresponding with November of 1636 in the Holland Flower Exchange.
I got to interrupt you just for a second. I've got to take a real break so our stations can identify themselves. Going to talk, do a little bit of a market wrap in the next segment, and we're also going to bring up something we haven't talked about so far, and that is, I believe, the fertilizer on the tulips, in this case, is called quantitative easing. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, and welcome back. You're continuing to chat with Rick Ackerman and Peter Grandich. You know, Corey, the one thing that we haven't discussed, that we did discuss in a daily editorial this past week, is when you talk about are we in a bubble or not vis-a-vis the conventional stock market, you know, the thing that we haven't discussed that I think is really, really important is I would maintain that the only thing that's keeping this market going right now is the $85 billion a month that the federal government continues to plow into the economy. Without that, I think that the market would have collapsed a long time ago. Mr. Grandich, you agree?
I agree. I should tell you, you're absolutely right. But I think the other thing that's going was something that was noted just a couple weeks ago, which is, if you think about it, then why do you want to even be in the market? J.P. Morgan came out with a 9 months earnings report, and while all the news is about the countless lawsuits and claims and charges in just about every market area they participate in, interestingly noted that in the first 9 months of trading, they didn't have one losing day. Now, I got to tell you something. We're all good. We all think we're good, but I got to tell you, I think I had more than one losing trading day this past year. And the amazement is their ability to do that. And people have to understand that's what the market has come to. It's lost the recognition of what it once was, like I said in our first segment. And that is, it's usually a place where people buy in companies because they think companies are going to do well, and they do normally well when economies are good, and they don't do so well when economies aren't so good. But the game has become so manipulated and so moved away. And this real feeling, that the thing that troubles me most, you know, I'm coming up 30 years in and around Wall Street, and the thing that's always bothered me more than anything else is when people, I hear this saying, well, you got to be in because it's the only game in town. And, you know, if that's the biggest justifier reason to be in, and it's not general fundamentals and what a company is doing, as Rick pointed out, that these valuations, they're not even valuations because there's nothing to evaluate, I get very, very concerned, and I think it's proper for those of us who say this is bubble territory. Like I said earlier, the bubble can last longer, it can go higher, and like Rick pointed out, there could be higher numbers. But to argue that this is not a bubble and somehow a normal market valued on normal criteria, I think is really asking for trouble.
You know, Pete, I have to agree with you that it makes no sense how they can go through 9 months of trading and not have a down day. But as you said, it points to the manipulation in the market. I wanted to take the Fed QE here program one step further. And Al, you mentioned that you think the $85 billion is what's keeping these markets pumped up. I would also argue that it's the open door policy that people believe Yellen will have when she enters, that it will grow over $85 billion, and that's what will keep this market from crashing immediately. Rick, do you have any comments on this?
Well, I think if they go any deeper than $85 billion a month, we're talking about $1 trillion annual stimulus, and it's pretty well recognized that all the stimulus is for naught as far as the consumer economy. You know, the stimulus essentially benefits the banks, it benefits players who are big enough to get in there and borrow essentially free money and work the spread. So I think we've stimulated about all we can. The banks don't need any more reserves. They've got as much as they do need to essentially keep up sucking up treasury bonds and also to buy stocks. So I don't think Yellen can be any more, she can't stimulate any more than Bernanke already has. That's why I think it's crazy when the market gets excited about these employment numbers, where a weak job number is taken to mean ostensibly that we're going to not loosen more, but continue to loosen for longer. You know, I put out to my subscribers and readers, and I'll say this again, there's about as much chance of this taper happening as there is of a Martian invasion.
Well, there's no chance in hell, in my opinion, that the quantitative easing is going to even slow down. And the reason I have to say that purely and simply is because from a very basic fundamental standpoint, and I would have to say, when I say fundamental, I'm talking about survivability, for lack of better terms. And I would have to say that there is no way that this tapering can ease in the foreseeable future if our economy is going to survive. You know, we need to talk a little bit about the markets this past week. I would like to say I find it very interesting that neither of the main precious metals, gold or silver, have gotten particularly beat up in spite of the fact that the Dow is doing as well as it is. And I would also have to say that, the S&P is looking pretty good at 1792.23 as we're recording this here, pretty close to the end of the market on Friday. But, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, looking at it every day, when you consider the magnitude of the size of the Dow, I'd have to say it's just treading water. Are people starting to wake up? Pete, what do you think?
Well, first, again, I want to point out, and Rick, I bow to him. He's a much better technician than I, but I have been using a very long-term chart that goes back decades with the Dow, and it's been tracing out what is commonly known to technicians as a megaphone top, and that top is somewhere, the top of it is somewhere over 16,000. I think something that's been missed, and it's one of the reasons why I think gold didn't sell off despite the usual monthly attack that it had the week before around the employment number on the so-called tapering talk, which is off the table again. And that is, we have not seen any of the mainstream media talk about the tremendous geopolitical hit that this administration has taken now, not just from worldly events, but realistically, President Obama banked his reputation on Obamacare. And Obamacare is blown up. That's gone. It's done. The signal, the straw that broke the camel's back is when Bill Clinton came out and basically called him, made an error in judgment or what have you, and basically said that this is not going to work. And I think this has a lot of ramifications. The Fed can only do so much, and I guess the bulls down deep keep hoping that somehow against hope, that from a fiscal standpoint, Congress and the president can get together and start doing the things that need to be done to, you know, to really put the so-called economy back on track. And nothing could be further from the truth now, because I believe this president will dig in his heels now and do whatever he can to somehow, in his mind, salvage Obamacare, and everything else really won't matter in the remaining part of his tenure. And I just think he's not going to get the support from his party, because they realize that they're going to have to run against Obamacare in a little less than a year. So I think the political factors that are not currently in the market, or the bulls are not considering and the bears are not considering on gold, are going to come to play as we get into next year and be supportive for the gold market.
I would have to agree 100% on that. We're going to have to take a real quick break here, ladies and gentlemen, to let our stations identify themselves. But I want to say that I think Pete has brought up a very, very interesting point regarding what's going on in the administrative branch right now. I think it's gotten to be a personal thing, and I really wonder if, when you look at the total picture, the economic implications, certainly not the least of the things to consider, that we're not perhaps in a pretty bad situation right now, and that perhaps that may be one of the straws that might that might lead to the downfall of the market. Stick around. Peter and I and Corey are going to be right back. We're going to be talking a little bit about my favorite subject, silver.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardening.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are joined now by Glenn Downs and Jeff Deist. We're going to continue discussing the subject that just will not go away, the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, guys, it's interesting. The news that came out yesterday, the hot headline yesterday, was House votes to let Americans keep health plans. 39 Democrats defy Obama. Direct quote here, nearly 40 House Democrats defied President Obama and helped a Republican majority pass a bill Friday that lets Americans keep for 1 year health plans that do not comply with Obamacare. Pretty strong president, huh, Jeff? What are your comments about that?
Well, Al, first and foremost, I guess the question becomes, well, what happens in a year? What gets fixed or what gets improved between now and 1 year from now that somehow magically makes these policies affordable? And I think the answer to that is nothing. So it's clearly just Obama's in quicksand, and he huddles with his advisors and says, hey, guys, we're hemorrhaging in public opinion polls because of this rollout disaster. What do we do? So that's all this is. And I think everybody, even Americans, recognize that it's just a naked political ploy to try to buy himself some time and avert eyes away from this slow motion train wreck that seems to be happening. But, you know, Glenn made an interesting point off the air, which is that, hey, let's not shed any big crocodile tears for these insurance companies themselves. I mean, I'm reminded of the 2003 Medicare Part D prescription drug bill that was passed by the Republicans, and W got that passed primarily because he wanted to have an achievement, so to speak, to brag about to seniors, old people, who would then subsequently vote for him in the 2004 election. So that was, you know, naked political pandering, and the drug companies were all for it because put yourself in their shoes. You know, you have potentially millions of Americans who can't afford your prescription medications, but now they're going to be able to magically, courtesy of the taxpayer, because Medicare is being expanded, or was expanded at that time, to cover a wide range of prescription drugs. So here, as Glenn pointed out, you know, the insurance companies were very much in favor of in some sort of national federal bill that forces you to forces an individual who's otherwise uninsured to carry insurance. I mean, why wouldn't they be for that? So now that the whole thing is imploding, you know, they weren't standing on the sidelines. They were cheerleading for this. And so I very much agree that the insurance companies are not necessarily benevolent here, and that we should view them with suspicion and almost as crony capitalist partners of the Obama administration.
Glenn, I wanted to switch the topic a little bit and throw it over to you with something that we discussed last segment, which is people going out trying to sign up for Obamacare and ending up being registered with Medicaid. Not really. I guess we should have seen this coming, but I personally didn't realize this would happen. What are some of your comments on this new trend that seems to be happening?
Well, that was part of the Obamacare, a.k.a. Affordable Care Act, was an expansion of Medicaid. In some instances, the states run that expanded Medicaid, and in other instances, the federal government comes in and does it. But one of the things that it expands is the ability of people that have some assets to get onto Medicaid. Right, presently, in order to get on Medicaid, for the most part, you have to more or less pauperize yourself. You have to have very, very little in the way of income and very, very little in the way of assets. With this expanded Medicaid, it lets people with very, very little income, but who have some assets, and in some cases it can be a lot of assets, there's not much actual cash income, I have the ability to get onto the Medicaid program for low-income people. There's always been a provision in Medicaid that says, hey, if you come into some assets as a Medicaid recipient, and you then the government can then come after those assets in order to help recover part of what you've been subsidized. What most people don't know is that part, that recovery has not been suspended for this expanded Medicaid. So you have people who do have assets who, when they pass on, that's the principal way it would happen, when they actually die, the government can come and after their estates and to seize whatever estates they have, their house, their land, even if their kids were sort of planning on getting that, and use it to recover from, cover the government subsidies of the Medicare program. But that's not something that's being explained to people as people are signing up. And so far, with the very early data, and not relative to the population of the U.S., not that many people have been signing up, but the number one thing they've been signing up for is this new and expanded Medicaid. So that's a surprise package waiting for people down the road, one of the many surprise packages in Obamacare.
Well, there have been an awful lot of surprise packages so far, the main surprise package being the fact that the president is on record, his own words, videotaped, saying, you know, you can keep your health care policies, that's not a problem. That turned out to be totally false. Jeff, I want to ask you a question. You know, the New York Times wrote an article that came out again yesterday, Friday, and a direct quote from that is, President Obama is now threatened by a similar toxic mix, unquote. The toxic mix is referring to the situation that George Bush faced in his second term. Getting back to this, the toxic mix is this disastrous rollout of his health care law not only threatens the rest of his agenda, but also raises questions about his competence in the same way that the Bush administration's botched response to Hurricane Katrina undermined any semblance of Republican efficiency. I don't much care about the situation with Katrina at this point in time, because that was a long time ago, but I do think that this could hurt the Obama administration substantially, because nobody is supporting this thing. Comments?
I'm always perplexed when people think that politicians will be competent and effective managers, that they will be good administrators. I mean, what is it in Obama's past would make anyone think that this guy would somehow, you know, delegate authority and choose good people and figure out how to cut through bureaucratic red tape and you know, really run herd on a process as ambitious and as technically complex as an entire new, you know, Obamacare system for the entire country. I mean, look, the guy was a cipher as a young man. He smoked pot like a madman in college. It somehow went from middling Occidental and leapt into Harvard. And I suspect it was because of affirmative action, frankly. We have no sense of his grades whatsoever. He's never done any kind of real work in a company. He was a law professor for a while. You know, this guy is a pointy-headed intellectual and a cold, aloof fish to boot. He's not a hands-on kind of guy. So I don't know why anyone is surprised. But what's more frightening is that knowing this, and as obvious as all this is, people still vote in large numbers for these grand schemes. So, you know, it's great to see that it's unraveling in front of him. It's great to see that, you know, the despicable Clintons, who are only worried about their own political future, of course, trying to back away from this thing and not let it be pinned on poor Hillary. So, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. I'm not sure that Republicans or are better managers in any sense. But I think, Al, if you step back, what we've really lost is the bigger picture, which is that presidents are supposed to be executives. They are not supposed to be policymakers. They are supposed to do what Congress wants them to do and simply carry out congressional intent in a competent manner, just as a chief executive of a company carries out the board of directors' intent. And we have completely lost that vision of what a president ought to be. The history of the 20th century has destroyed that. We now have an imperial executive who's charged with creating policy.
We're going to continue this train of thought in the final segment of the weekend edition of our show. The station's going to identify themselves, and we're going to be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I continue to chat about the subject that never goes away, the Affordable Care Act, I would have to say the negativity, for lack of better terms, that I think is really being placed on the administration and quite frankly on all branches of government in this point. I wouldn't just put it necessarily on the administration. But speaking of the administration, Jeff, what are your comments about the president's press conference of just a couple of days ago?
Well, just looking over the headlines, even his Democratic friends in Washington are still shaking their heads. I don't think that he got much of a positive bounce or spin off of this. I don't think people really understand the fix. So from my perspective, purely politically, he's no better off than he was 2 days ago. And I think since this website won't be fixed by December 1st, this thing is still unfolding, and I think his press conference might just represent the first in what's going to have to be a whole series of embarrassing sort of statements and disclaimers going forward.
You know, Jeff, I'd have to agree with you that this press conference really did nothing for him, and if anything, this new, almost kicking the can a year down the road, is showing that a lot of people in his own party, a lot of Democrats are starting to go against him because they're realizing that this isn't going to work. And now this backtracking that Obama seems to be doing, nobody is getting behind. Glenn, what were your thoughts on this, the press conference that he held?
Well, the problem started with that website. If the website functioned perfectly, and I had grave doubts about, even with the huge, all-star team they brought in from Google and everything to try to fix it, I had grave doubts about the ability to get that functioning properly in that time frame. Even if it did function perfectly, that's not the problem. It's not just a technological problem. The problem is the architecture of the program itself. So the idea that he talked about the website, and then he talked about his proposal by fiat to just suspend part of the Affordable Care Act and say, hey, I'm going to give companies the option of renewing people's existing non-Obamacare compliant policies for another year, I think was really mostly a PR stunt. It was designed, first of all, to pull the companies into the political hot seat with them. And the companies are saying, hey, we calculated all our rate structures and actuarial tables and all of that for the next year based upon this law that's been being set up here for 4 years. And we just can't do this. So they're trying, he wants to be able to say, hey, Blue Cross won't give you the policy they just canceled on January 1st. It's Blue Cross's fault, not mine. So he was trying to get somebody into the political hot soup with him, I think. Now, as Jeff indicated, I don't have much sympathy for the Blue Crosses of the world because instead of mounting like the Harry and Louise campaign that they did against Hillary Care back in the early 90s, they colluded with the Obama administration and said, hey, we don't care who you make us cover. We don't care what you make us cover. And you can add, you can make everybody in the world have tooth sealant and mental health coverage and maternity coverage, and they can have all the pre-existing conditions of the world. You just got to make everybody buy these policies. So if you let anybody off the hook, then from buying these policies, it totally screws their models up. And Obama is turned on them, just like Lenin said, the capitalists will sell us the rope that we will then subsequently use to hang them. The insurance companies and the drug companies got in bed with the Obama and the administration, the Democrats. They have sown the wind, and now they are reaping the whirlwind.
You know, I want to make one thing perfectly clear, because I think this thing is perhaps a bigger faux pas than a lot of people would like to admit. You know, a lot of people are totally blaming the administration for what's going on. And I'm of the mind, you know, Corey, you and I have talked with Doc about this numerous times on mic and off mic. And Doc, retired physician who's on our show almost on a daily basis, said this thing was not Obama's idea. Now, that's not to exonerate him, but this was something that was just waiting in the wings and has been waiting in the wings, authored by, among other people, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, I would think, etc. And I would guess that a lot of the comments that we're going to hear about our comments and about the reason this thing may not work is because people are going to bring in the racial issue, and they're going to say too much of America was just looking for a way to bring this guy down. Well, I have to say that I disagree with that significantly. I think what this thing is showing, and it doesn't matter whether, Glenn, I'd like to have you comment on this thing, and then Jeff, maybe the same thing. I think this thing is a great example of the inefficiency of federal government. What do you think, Glenn?
Well, it certainly is an example. That, at least in part, it is. No question about it, because if this law has been in place for 4 years, essentially, and you can't get a website going, because instead of hiring competent people to get the website going, you hire Michelle Obama's college pal and give that person a $750 million contract to fill up a website that anybody else could have done for a fraction of that. And, oh, by the way, Michelle Obama's college pal has no experience doing this sort of thing. That's just cronyism, Chicago politics, federal government inefficiency, bureaucracy. But it just defies all of the market forces that the people that listen to the Corlin Economic Reports know will ultimately win out. And so if you efficiently administered this unadministrable system, you're going to find, you're going to find big, big problems, and ultimately it would collapse on itself. We're just seeing cracks earlier than would otherwise be the case, I think, because you've got incompetent calls, you know, kind of halfway running something that's a very, very serious part of the economy and a very, very serious part of people's actual real lives. People feel this. When people get mad when they're at the government, when they go to the DMV and they have to wait in line, I mean, that's just orders of magnitude lower than when you're dealing with somebody's health care and their health insurance.
Now, Jeff, I want you to jump in and take what Al, or answer Al's question, but you only have about 2 minutes left, but I also want to ask, why would Obama put his name behind something like this if he wasn't the one orchestrating it or putting it together?
Well, good question. I mean, you could have called it Pelosi Care. You could have called it Heritage Foundation Care. You could have called it Romney Care. You could have called it a lot of things. But what it really is a bad idea, which is government mandated anything. All goods and services, including medical care, are much better provided by the market with market incentives. And we, anybody with half a brain at this point knows this. But I think what's going on here is that, you know, if you remember back, this Obamacare bill was debated back in 2009 and marked up in Congress. It didn't pass until 2010. But yet the operative provisions didn't go into effect until January of 2013. So why was that? Well, I guess maybe, you know, people knew that there were going to be some problems, that it wasn't going to be that popular, that they didn't want to scare people. But if the bill is so great, why wouldn't you make it effective immediately? And maybe somebody involved was smart enough to realize that there could be problems, and they wanted to put the real effective date out beyond Obama's reelection. And I'm sure at this point he's thanking his lucky stars that all this stuff didn't happen a year ago. Corey, this is Americans, you know, crying wolf, but they have no right to do so. Millions and millions of Americans consistently vote to somehow get more out of the federal government than they put in taxes. They can magically pay some small premium to an insurance company and get tons of medical care, even for their pre-existing conditions, without any sort of actuarial science applied to it to price the premiums. It's just absurd on its face. And if Americans buy into that, they got nobody to blame themselves, not Obama.
Well, I have to tell you, I completely disagree with what you're saying for one simple reason. And that simple reason is you can have something for nothing. Damn it, I just bit my tongue again.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.